Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're making our way in this first week of Advent, looking at some of the fundamental themes. Of course, the central theme of Advent really is about the coming of Christ. We look closely at, we reflect on, we pray into, we receive, we believe in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, the incarnation, where God and man come together. You know, Adam and Eve, due to their sin, the fall comes about because of their rebellion and their no to God, and their falling to the deceptions of the enemy. And their progeny are deeply affected by that decision, and we all are born into this fallen world in a state of separation from God with original sin. And in baptism, that original sin is taken away because of what Christ has done to make it possible for us to have a way out of being enslaved and eternally separated from God. But in the incarnation, what we see is heaven and earth come together in a person, in Jesus. And this is God's intention. This is God's plan for the world. This is God's saving action. And in his wisdom, he overturned the kingdom of this world, and he began something entirely new, a new creation in his Son. And the new creation isn't the world getting its act together and fixing the world. The new creation is an action of God in the coming of his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. So the coming of Jesus is an act of love that begins in the heart of a loving Father. And it's the mercy, and as Zechariah said, the tender mercy of God has come to us. And that tender mercy is to restore our relationship with God, to make a way for our sins to be dealt with once and for all, and to give us a way to enter into this plan, this new creation of our God, the plan of being able to not only believe in Jesus, but to receive a share in his life. He's the one. He's the source. Everything flows from him. He's the center of it all. Blessed be God. Blessed be God for that beautiful, glorious plan. If you haven't had a chance, friends, to listen to the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can watch or listen to the programs on the computer, download them on whatever device works for you to listen to them at your leisure. Or, as I've been saying more often recently, if I remember, I often forget, to download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to the programs and all that we're producing at any time, night or day, whenever it's convenient for you, and the Ave Maria app as well. We're on there, Sister Ann Shields and I, and there's just so much of the good stuff there. So, and spread the word. Help spread the word, friends. This, as you can feel and you know deep in your heart, this is a time of great trial for the church and for the world. There's a time of great confusion. We've been talking all week about not only, I mean, the lack of understanding of Catholics about what actually the faith is. It's one of the reasons why it just seemed to be so unmotivated, so disengaged, because they've reduced the faith and they don't know Jesus Christ as Lord. And getting out these programs can be a source of great encouragement for people. So I mentioned yesterday at the end of the program, I would dive in a little bit more today to talk about what it means to live under the Lordship of Jesus. And what does it mean that Jesus is Lord? And what Jesus fundamentally, at its foundation, what he's come to give us. And the first reading that we looked at on Monday was taken on the Feast of St. Andrew. It was from Romans chapter 10, where St. Paul says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So the confession that Jesus is Lord, this is what the Father intended. This is where all of history is going, because the day's coming when every creature will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father, that his beloved Son, Jesus, is Lord of all, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And knowing that is of first importance in this world, because Christ has come not just to, you know, give us some good advice along with lots of other gurus and teachers and whoever we like to listen to. Every teacher who comes to us, even the best ones, can give us information, some understanding, can share their story, all good, but nobody can solve the problem of sin and death except Jesus. No one can give to you or to me eternal life. Only Jesus can. No one can give me the spiritual gifts that enable me to be able to not only have information in my mind, but that I can become a different person, become a new creation, to do the things Jesus did and be the person he's made me to be. Only Jesus can do that. Other ones of us, creatures, help. Good teachers help. You know, good mentors help. But only Christ saves. So one of the things that's really simple to think about, the phrase Jesus is Lord, is for Jesus to be Lord of one's life, what it means that he's Lord is that all power and all authority in heaven and on earth belong to Jesus. And he is the one, despite what some people may think, he's the one that measures, that judges the living and the dead. He's got the final word on the meaning of human history and the responsibility every creature has before the Creator. And he's the one before whom our entire lives, your life and mine, will be exposed in the twinkling of an eye. And the truth about the core of us, did I really love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Did I really love my neighbor? Did I welcome the truth about God, or did I suppress the truth about God? Did I welcome the commandments of God, or did I run from the commandments of God? Or did I play games? Did I run fully into the light, and when I stumble and fall, get back up and keep moving into the light? Or did I decide to live in the twilight, half in the light and half in the darkness, the place of in-betweenness that Jesus calls lukewarmness, that he said makes him sick? It's that Lord who offers us salvation. That's the starting point. He came and he had a definitive diagnosis of the actual condition of every human heart, that every human being on our own stands under sin and under the power of the reign of death without any future, with hope. There's no hope, as St. Paul said, in the future. Powerless to change it. Because we, in fact, are sinners. And Jesus said, look what's in the human heart. Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, hatred, bitterness, jealousy, violence. I mean, look what's going on in our culture. Friends, you can see, you constantly see it. The doctrine of original sin, as many leaders have said over the years, gets played out every day on the news. You can see it everywhere. Look at the hatred. Look at how much people lie. People, you know, supposedly noble people, you know, political leaders or other kinds of leaders, how many people cover for themselves and deceive and lie. Look at how many crazy things politicians are saying to each other that stoke violence, and how many people are justifying violence today, and the madness that's there. There's so much deception, but that shouldn't surprise us. I mean, it's shaking us, but really it shouldn't, friends. Jesus said, remember, you know, in this world you're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Jesus knows all this. And he knows to the degree that it was in us. And so to come under the lordship of Jesus is to say, Jesus, I accept your diagnosis of the sin-sick condition of my life. And I ask you to forgive me. And I want to enter the waters of baptism. And I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. And I want to enter your church. And I want to engage your mission. And I want to walk in your footsteps. I want to live now, Lord, for you. As St. Paul said, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. So faith, hope, and love then become the center. Faith in Christ, confidence in my destiny, which is called hope because of Christ, and what I see in Jesus, and love, which is the greatest of all things, not just the emotion of love that the world talks about, but the one Jesus described, which was, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I want to keep repeating it. Love, that kind of love is the only love ultimately that matters, and it is the love language of heaven. Jesus will know our love by how much we say yes to his commandments in our life. So that's kind of the foundation, friends, of what it means to live under the lordship of Jesus Christ. I take on his life, his mission, his call, and he's first. I put him first in my life. And so it's important for every one of us in that position. Why St. Peter said, you know, enthrone Jesus Christ in your heart. Jesus said, he would pour out his Holy Spirit in us to give us a new power and a new capacity to become his disciples. And a disciple is someone who's a learner and follower of Jesus as the central drive of our lives. And so it's important for us to, each one of us, to have a lived faith, knowledge, and experience of the power of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, and the person of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Knowing Jesus as Savior, it's simple. Give him your sins. Let him save you. And your yes is required. Nobody drifts into heaven. Nobody drifts into forgiveness. Hearing the gospel, we have to come to terms again with Jesus' diagnosis, and we bow our heads, we bend our knee, and we say, yes, Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinful man. Come, Holy Spirit. And we'll say that many times throughout our lives, and let Jesus save us, knowing Jesus is Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord, right? Jesus means Savior. Jesus is the Christ. What is the Christ? He's the one who's filled with the Holy Spirit. Another word for Christ is anointed, or Hebrew Messiah. He wants to share with us his power, the power to live by the Spirit. Jesus said, John came to baptize in a baptism of repentance, but Jesus came to baptize with the Holy Spirit. You were in baptism, if you've been baptized, you've been baptized into the Spirit. But that has to be activated in us. Look at how many people have been baptized in water and have received, and that baptism is a gift of the Holy Spirit, but have walked away from it. You've been given power in that baptism to become a new creation and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. But we have to ask for it. And the initial experience as we begin to grow in the gifts of the Spirit, as we begin to grow, the first thing the Holy Spirit wants to show us is Jesus is Lord. So we confess, yes, I believe. And he's not only Lord, he's the Lord, and there is no other. He's not just Lord, he is my Lord, right? And he's our Lord, all those who are baptized into him. All of us have come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. We want to live under his authority and his wisdom. So knowing Jesus as Savior, knowing Jesus as the Christ, and knowing Jesus as Lord, this is to surrender, as I've been saying all along, to his authority, to his majesty. He's enthroned. He's the king. He literally is a king of the kingdom of God. And to come under his lordship is to live under his authority, welcoming it and walking in it, hungering after it and pursuing it. That's so precious. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow and how the Holy Spirit helps each one of us come into this as a lived reality. It can't just be something conceptually in our mind. As Peter said, enthrone him in your heart at the center and core of your being and watch what God does with you and the fruit that he bears in your life. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.